Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I know it's been a minute. This is His Worshipper, Deanna, coming to you, hallelujah, live on air. Hallelujah. It's so good to be here. Hallelujah. This is the heart of a worshiper. And on today's broadcast, we're going to be... We're going to be talking about, hallelujah, what we can do in troubled times, hallelujah. I want to see the Lord in troubled times, hallelujah. Hope in troubled times, amen. We know that God is able. We know there's nothing too hard for Him, amen. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer, hallelujah, to God, amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before You right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank You, hallelujah, for Your goodness, Your love, Your mercy, Your compassion, Father, toward us. Thank You, hallelujah, that we can come together, Father, even if we can't come together, hallelujah, physically, we can come together, hallelujah, in spirit, hallelujah. And Father, we just thank You, hallelujah, for Your love, compassion, and mercy toward us, for they are new every morning. Father, we thank You, hallelujah, that You bless us to be able to be on the radio this afternoon, Father. And Father, I ask You more, God, hallelujah, to have Your way during this broadcast, Father. And Father, we just give You, Lord God, all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I ask You to give, hallelujah, Your people peace in troubled times. And Lord, we give You, Lord God, all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. See, the thing is that we are so fearful, hallelujah. There's so many people that are afraid because of the coronavirus and all the outbreaks, hallelujah. They're so fearful because of the coronavirus and all these other uncertainties that are going on. Amen. But we know, as believers, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about having that peace, having that joy, having that, hallelujah, that assurance in troubled times that we know that Jesus, hallelujah, is there for us, hallelujah. We can call on Him, hallelujah. We know that He'll take care of us. I'm not saying that we don't go through adversities and trials, but we know that God is able, hallelujah. My overseer, hallelujah. Praise God for her, amen. The next lady, hallelujah. Thank God for her. She's my mentor. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God, hallelujah, because He's so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I wanted to do some scriptures at the end. Hallelujah. If you got your word, amen. Amen. The scripture says, hallelujah, starting in verse 1. That God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, hallelujah. I'm sorry. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Hallelujah. We don't say Selah because that means to sit and to ponder what you just read. Amen. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God, hallelujah, shall help her. And that right early, hallelujah, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 He is our refuge in times of trouble. We know that we can count on him. And I wanted to stop at that particular verse because I wanted to let you all know that he is our refuge and our fortress, our ever-present help in trouble. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you feel free, like you want to just call Hallelujah in and let and just talk. Amen. Feel free to call. Amen. We just want to give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise because he is able to care for us. But for right now, there is a prophetic word that the Lord has given me. And I shared this with my overseer actually yesterday. And it says, this is the prophetic word, hallelujah. And I ask you to please hold your calls until we're finished, amen. It says, the Lord says that it is time to come up out of the flesh for many, hallelujah, including the church, have been flesh, I'm sorry, and the flesh, hallelujah, too comfortable. Hallelujah, in the flesh, too comfortable. My people, it is time to come out of the flesh. My people are too comfortable. So many, hallelujah, refuse my instruction and sin has corrupt, hallelujah, has crept in the present, hallelujah, I'm sorry, has crept in, repent, and come back, saith the Lord. Fast, pray, put away the idols, get back in my word. Thus saith the Lord, repent, my people, for I am not, hallelujah, willing that any repent, hallelujah, but they all should come to repentance. And yes, I love you, my people, but I desire holiness and cannot sin, and sin cannot dwell in my presence. Come back to me, my people, and get right with me, saith the Lord of hosts. That's the word of the Lord concerning people. Hallelujah. He's not willing to cease repentance, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. He's willing to any, hallelujah, that we should all come to repentance, that we should all come back to him. He wants his people, hallelujah, to be holy as he is holy. Amen. Amen. And I also invite my brothers and sisters on Facebook to come to also call if you are with, if you would like to. Amen. Amen. We want to trust in the Lord, hallelujah, with all of our heart and not all our understanding. But in all of our ways, we need to acknowledge and shall direct our path. That's in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Amen. We know that God is able, hallelujah, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. The power is Jesus Christ, none other. Amen. Amen. We trust in the Lord. We know that he's able. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love, hallelujah, God's people. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you, hallelujah, with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good and greatly to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Be of good courage, people of God. Be of good courage, people of God. Trust and know that God is able. Hallelujah. Because he will keep you. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. If you are willing, hallelujah, to trust in him. Because he is with you. He says he's with you. Amen? Amen. We trust in the Lord today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in these troubled times, God, hallelujah, he will keep us, hallelujah, in times of trouble. Amen. He will keep us in times of trouble. We know that what is going on, hallelujah, with the president, we know what's going on, amen, with all that's going on. We see constantly about the coronavirus. Everybody's scared about the coronavirus. But we know one thing, hallelujah, that Jesus is also our healer. He is a healer. There's nothing impossible with him, amen? Because, hallelujah, he is a great physician. I hate to put one of my sisters on blast. There's a sister that she posted something on Facebook about jalapeno peppers. And I didn't know this, but jalapeno peppers can also knock out a virus. So I'm not saying go out of, you know, hey, you know what? God has a medicine cabinet. And he will use that medicine cabinet. He, you know, he gives us those things. Amen? He gives us those things. He expects us, hallelujah, to use those things and to use them wisely. Because he's given us medicine. He's given us those, amen, those things that he's given us, fruits and vegetables and things like that to boost our immune system, amen? In the book of Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth, he created every good thing. He created the fruits, the vegetables, the herbs of the field. He created these things. These are things that God created for us so we can have these things. Amen. Like a medicine. He's giving them things. This is a good medicine. Amen. But did you also know that a merry heart is good like a medicine? But a broken spirit drives the bones. A broken spirit would dry the bones. But a merry heart does good like a medicine. Amen. A merry heart. Amen. Merry heart. Amen. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. A merry heart. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about all this other stuff, you know, that people talk about. Like, and I'm going to step on some toes, okay? And also some doctrines here, too. But it's not my prerogative, you know, I'm not willing to fight and all of that, but I'm not willing to fight about doctrines, but this holy laughter stuff, since we need to be careful about what we're being taught to use the word of God to make sure that what we're being taught is biblical, amen? Amen, amen, amen. I thank and praise God that he gives us joy in the time of trouble. And yes, laughter is good for the soul. But some things, you know, like the scripture does say, to everything there is a season and a time for the purpose under the sun, under the heaven. There's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to, and please forgive me, I don't have my concordance with me, with the word that I'm thinking, to a time to pluck up, to a time to plant, and to time to pluck up that which is planted. Amen. He says there's a time and a purpose for everything. That's what the scripture backs that up. Amen. But laughter is good for the soul. Laughter is also good for your body too, because you know what? A merry heart is good like a medicine. I don't know why I'm saying this, but you know what? Somebody needs to hear this. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. And there's so many things that God has given us, but we don't take advantage of it. Like I said earlier, He gave us food that is good for us. And there's a lot of things that he's given us that we don't take advantage of. So I encourage you to do your research on certain things. Amen. Amen. But do you know that fear, hallelujah, is false evidence appearing real, but it's also something that God doesn't want us to do. Like in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, for God hath not given us a spirit, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm thinking of something else. Okay, Isaiah 26:3 says, God have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. He's given us power and love and a sound mind. One second, because there's another scripture that, amen, that, okay, praise God. We're going to, one seven. Amen. Praise God. Yep. Yep, that is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. And Isaiah 26:3 says, for thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Saints, we gotta trust in God. We gotta trust in him. Hallelujah. He said, the scripture also says, why art thou downcast, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? He said, put your hope in God. He expects us to put our hope in him. Amen? We're expected to put our hope in the Lord. Amen. And trust in him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, I'm typing here if I'm doing, I'm multitasking. Amen. God is good. Amen. He's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. God is so good and greatly to be praised. You know what? He expects us to just rejoice. Hallelujah. He said, rejoice. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. He's given us this joy. Hallelujah. In troubled times. He's given us hope in troubled times. And the world is looking to and fro. The world is looking to and fro, looking for things. Hallelujah. He's looking to and fro, looking, hallelujah, for hope. And they're trying to find it in other things, but God, hallelujah, the hope is in Jesus Christ, nothing else. Hallelujah. People come up, people decide that they want to go do what they want to do, but you know what? Hope is not, hallelujah, other than Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus came. Jesus is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He's the one that suffered and died on the cross for our sins. He's the one that suffered and died so that we could live. Hallelujah. And so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. He said, hallelujah, he said, I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. He wants you to have life. Amen. He wants you to have life and have it more abundantly, saints. He wants us to be, hallelujah, full of joy. He wants us to have that joy. Amen. He wants us to have that joy, unspeakable and full of glory. He wants us to have that peace during this troubled time. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be even more. We think that this is it. No. God's going to do more in this nation. I'm going to tell you why. Because this nation has forgotten about God. It's forgotten about its creator. It's forgotten about the one, hallelujah, that blessed it. Because the true and living God has blessed this nation. But this nation has forgotten about the God that blessed it. Not only that, turn their back on God. The only hope that we have is hope in Jesus Christ. There is none else. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. We know that he is here for us. He cares for us. Do you realize that the scripture says, hallelujah, to cast all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Amen? Amen. We can trust in him and know that he is God. He loves us and cares for us. And he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. sin and no peace is our hope in our troubled times.
Amen. He is our hope. He is our peace. He is our joy.
Hallelujah. He's given us, hallelujah, the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, and temperance. Against such there is no law. That is, hallelujah, in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Look up. He has given us the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. It's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, and temperance. He's given us this joy unspeakable and full of glory. We don't have to walk around with our head hanging down. Hallelujah. Yes, the coronavirus is all over America. The coronavirus, hallelujah, is all over the place. But you know what? We can look to the one who is the great physician. And guess what? He is a healer. So if anybody's listening to this broadcast and you have coronavirus or any kind of disease, just know that God is bigger than any disease. Jesus is bigger than any disease that you have. Hallelujah. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you have cancer. I don't care if you have leukemia. I don't care if you have coronavirus. I don't care if you have heart disease. I don't care if you have whatever you have. Jesus is a healer. He's a healer. And he is our present help in trouble, as we've read the scripture earlier. He is our ever-present help. The scripture says, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which maketh heaven and earth. Hallelujah. He said, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which makes heaven and earth. He created the heavens and the earth. He created every good thing. Hallelujah. But you know what? I hate to say this, but God is also allowing these things. And I'm going to tell you why about God. This nation needs to come back to God. It needs to repent and come back to its first love. It needs to come back to the true and living God. There's many people that won't believe me, that won't hear me, but I know that God expects us to come back to him before it's too late, saints. It's coming to an end unless we repent and come back as a whole. I don't care what President Trump says. He has the answer. He does. If he truly is born again, he has the answer. He knows the hope is in Jesus, but he's not willing to speak up. In Christ Jesus, none else. I don't care what you're looking to. The hope is in Jesus. There is hope. I don't care what you're seeing. I don't care what you see. I don't care what the news is saying. I don't care what President Trump is saying. I don't care what the next broadcast has to say or whoever has to say. What does the word have to say? What does God's word say? I strongly suggest that those of us who have been in the church for a while and you don't know 10 scriptures verbatim, please take that Bible and read it. Digest that word, because that word one day is going to become illegal in this nation. Trust me. Know that God is able. Hallelujah. But unless this nation comes back, it's going to be too late. We have to repent now, starting not with the White House, but with the church house. That's hope in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I just want to say, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, I want to invite you now to come, to ask him to come into your heart. Repeat this prayer. Jesus, I come to you now, a sinner. And I ask you to come into my heart. I know you died for me. You shed your blood for me. And you arose again so I can have the right to the tree of life.
And I humbly ask you to forgive me of all my sins, to wash me, to cleanse me in your blood. Fill me with your precious Holy Ghost. And Father, I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I thank you that I now have salvation through your precious, precious Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've given your heart to the Lord, I would love to hear it. Hallelujah. Remember that heavens are rejoicing. Hallelujah. That one, over one soul that repents. I would love to know. If you have given your heart to the Lord, please let me know. My email is dmg393@hotmail.com. If you've given your heart to the Lord, or if you even came back to the Lord, let me know. Amen. We will rejoice with you. I'll pray for you. Amen. And I want you to know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask or even think. Hallelujah. Amen. He loves you so much. He has more for you. Hallelujah. For your life. Because you're not, guess what? As long as you have breath in your body, there is hope, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. Because after you leave this earth, and if you're not right, there's no hope. There's no hope. But if you have Christ Jesus, there's hope. Amen. We have this blessed hope, hallelujah, knowing that our God, hallelujah, is going to keep us, hallelujah. He loves us. He cares for us. Amen. I don't care what it looks like out here. We know that God is able. Amen. Some of you are even cooked up in your homes. And it's understandable, you know, like what with the lockdown. But please be encouraged. Amen. And know that God has got your back. He's with you. He loves you. He cares for you. Amen. 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 This is his worshiper, Deanna, for those of you who don't know. Amen. 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 Okay. Praise God. And, I will be on air, hallelujah. I will do my best to be, hallelujah, to be on there, on here next week, amen. Amen, Lord will, amen. God is good. Hallelujah, he's good. He's good, y'all. He's given us his word. He's given us, hallelujah. He's given us so much. Amen. We can worship him. We can love him. We can adore him. Guess what? He'll bless you. Hallelujah. When you bless him, he'll bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he loves you. He cares for you. Amen. Well, praise God. I have only so many seconds. Amen. In the broadcast. But I thank you for listening. Hallelujah. And if you listen, please give me send me an email, feel free. My message, hallelujah, I'm sorry, my email is dmg393@hotmail.com. And also I'm on Facebook. I'm known as his worshiper, Deanna. Amen? His worshiper, Deanna. Okay, God bless you, hallelujah. And know that with Jesus Christ, you can have the heart of a worshiper. He loves you. He cares for you. Amen? Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. Hallelujah. And I will talk to you all later. God bless you. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bye-bye.